The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Our toll-free number in Skype, we'll give that to you. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And I am freshly back from Concord, New Hampshire for sort of like a pre-420 event. Now, longtime listeners of the show know that here in New Hampshire for the past several years, I believe this is year number six, there have been 420, as in marijuana, cannabis, smokeouts that have happened in front of the New Hampshire State House for the last several years. And these were created by Free Talk Live co-host Rich Paul, who normally joins us on Monday nights. He was one of the ones, the main guy, basically, responsible for creating these 420 events. Of course, he made history here in Keene, New Hampshire, back in 2009 when he created the 420 smokeouts or celebrations or whatever you want to call them that went on downtown Keene every single day, where people were coming downtown, they were going to Central Square, they were smoking cannabis openly in defiance of prohibition. And it was an amazing event, one that I wish, TJ, that you could have experienced in person. You can still go down there and smoke cannabis. It's still a relatively safe place to do it. It's just not happening every day. It did for a long time, for a period of many months.
Like any good protest, it has to evolve. And, you know, because if you do the same thing every day, then people are just like, well, you've been doing the same thing. So activism up here in New Hampshire, it tends to get born. It lives for its life for like 2 to 3 years, and then it tends to die out. And people,
some doesn't even last that long. I mean, it's just, it depends on what the activism is. Some stuff.
So a lot of people who are used to the old school activism, where you do some symbolic act and then you do it every year for 10, 20, 30 years, like the event is like, oh, we've been doing this for a very, very long time. The kind of New Hampshire activism that you see up here tends to be like, well, we've been doing it for a very short time, it's not working.
Well, this has been going on for a long time. So there's different kinds of things. So what I was discussing first was the Keene one, which happened every single day. This one, the one I was referring to, Concord, the state capital,
yes,
where it happens on 420, that's been going on for several years now. It started, I believe, back in 2010. So this will be year number seven, I think is the case. So anyway, it's a very, very successful event. This was not it, because 420 comes up on April 20th, which is next week.
Today was tax day. You were just celebrating. I understand why someone would get stoned. I mean, anybody who's ever had to do their 1040 tax return, like for today, I think a lot of accountants like James would totally want to get stoned because he has to do all these tax returns and fill out all these forms. And I mean, today,
I don't know about you, but I'd want to do it after I finished all the forms because I wouldn't want to get distracted or not be able to.
Well, that's how you make sure your math is accurate. The only way that the income tax forms make sense is if you're stoned. That's a well-known fact, right, James?
Yeah, pretty much.
So we had a great event today. It was kind of a preface to 420. What's happening is there's something that's never occurred to my knowledge, and it's my understanding this is the first time it's ever occurred, is there's this cannabis torch being called a unity torch. It's being passed down the East Coast. So it started in Maine, and I'm not sure on what day it started, but today was the day that the torch officially came into New Hampshire. And I presume it's going to Massachusetts, and I don't have the date on which there's expected to be some sort of gathering, but I suspect there will be somewhere in Boston at some point. But today was sort of the passing of this torch from Maine to New Hampshire, and there were a few dozen folks who came out. And I have to say that, you know, for a noontime event, middle of the day, a lot of people are working. Yes, many cannabis smokers do actually have jobs, and they do work. They're part of the productive economy. In fact, there are millions of productive cannabis
smokers.
I don't
believe anybody who uses illegal drugs has to be a loser. There's no way they could possibly have a job and make their own money. They're laying up on their bums, you know, sucking off the taxpayer teeth. That's what all I heard it on Bill O'Reilly. Like, all drug users are basically losers. That's what I heard on Bill O'Reilly. Since I trust Papa Bear, I got to go with Papa Bear and believe that.
I wonder how many of Bill O'Reilly's studio crew gets high.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly probably gets high himself.
He probably does.
He's very educated. I mean, he can't
be that angry and
lack of and fun, having no fun. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things I can imagine. Like, I said to one police officer, I said, you know, instead of having pepper spray and a taser, why don't you just have a pot smoke gun? Because, you know, like beekeepers, whenever they want to go into the beehive, they'll smoke out the bees, and the smoke will calm them down.
Is there a special kind of smoke that they use for that?
Just plain old wood smoke.
Plain old smoke.
But, I mean, for humans, I mean, you can imagine a bunch of angry people who are in a house. You're getting ready to raid them. Well, the cops, instead of going in with a bunch of tear gas and flashbangs, what they should do is just pump a bunch of pot smoke into the house. And all of a sudden, those angry people, they'll be like, I'm not going to be taken alive. They'll be like, man, why are we all fighting? You know, the cops are all cool, and we're cool, and they just want to come in here and talk with us. We're all cool with that. And so I always thought, you know, maybe if police officers carried around a pot smoke gun, if they ever had an angry, violent suspect, instead of having to tackle him to the ground, they could just puff him in the face with a little bit of pot smoke.
Yeah, well, some people have said that one of the most effective things that a jail could do for, like, not having fights be to give an allowance of cannabis to every single prisoner who wanted it.
Actually, honestly, if you got into a fight, you'd be forced to take, like, a pot brownie or something and then see if you could remain angry. Like, that would be a huge challenge, I mean, to stay angry while you're stoned.
So, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Just, you can comment on, the cannabis movement. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of stuff happen all around the country. We're getting closer to legalization in various different states. Sadly, New Hampshire is not leading the way in this particular area, even though there's more good news. Every year for the last several years, I think 7 years now in a row, the state house, state representatives specifically, have passed cannabis decriminalization. So it was overwhelmingly passed within the last few weeks by the state house, by the representatives. It now goes on to the New Hampshire Senate, where it has been killed for the past 7 years.
That's where all the fuddy-duddies in New Hampshire, they seem to be in the governor's office, and they also appear to be in the
Which is interesting,
Senate.
Right, and you're right about that. It's interesting because these are the areas where the power is more concentrated. So the House, which has, in New Hampshire, 400 members, it's the largest English-speaking legislative representative body, I think, in the United States, and is, I believe, the third largest in the Western world. It's very so-called representative compared to other state rep, houses where there aren't as many people.
Yeah, I could buy it's the most representative. I mean, as far as per capita, I mean, we have...
Per capita. It's like about 3,000 or so people per
person.
State rep.
We have how many people? 2 million people in the state?
Not even. 1.4 million.
Okay, yes. So definitely you're getting a lot more representation in the state of New Hampshire than you would say in any other state that I can think of.
Now, of course, we know that as liberty-minded people, we understand that a state representative doesn't actually represent us. They at best can represent themselves. But here they are at least more likely to align with liberty-minded folks more often here because, well, New Hampshire is just that way, first and foremost. There's sort of a granite state of mind, if you will. The people who were born and raised here, a lot of them really do have an appreciation for freedom. And then on top of that, you've got about, you know, two dozen, not quite, but like around 20 Free State Project early movers who came here and actually got elected already. So there's been amazing success.
You know, I hate to say it, but I was watching The West Wing with James. I'm like, you know, none of the people do anything useful on this show. Like, can you
I've
imagine
never
that?
Seen it.
Oh, it's a wonderful show because basically it's Senator so-and-so is trying to do this and we need to stop him. That's the entire show. It's like a giant soap opera.
Now, I've heard House of Cards is very good. I have not...
So is The West Wing. Okay. But it basically, it underlines, like, yeah, you're not doing anything important. It's Senator so-and-so said this about us, so we need to get back at him. So we're going to introduce the legislative bill to undermine his bill. And it's just this manipulative scheming. Nobody is looking out for anybody's best interest.
Oh, yeah.
It's all this, we're trying to get one or pull one over on the other team. And I just thought, could you imagine that being your entire job?
Yeah, it's like an inside look into the White House, supposedly. So you get to see, like, the press secretary and all the staffers.
Who wants to watch that?
Well, it's funny because, like, they don't do anything, like, productive. Like, they don't make any products or they don't do any services. No, it's all, like, scheming. And
a lot of the New Hampshire state reps, though, are they're part-time, basically, mm-hmm. because they've got some business that they run or, yep. you know, they actually have a job. And so they're closer to the people because of that. They're less likely to be attorneys, which is usually what you get for state representatives in most places. But then again, when you look at the Senate, there's only 24 of them, and of course only one governor. 855-453, so they're the ones who are opposing cannabis decrim. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
toll-free number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And there's a movement in healthcare today of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you that are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. So join the movement and change healthcare for good by going to joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com, or call them toll free, 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. As we continue here, I'm just sort of recapping what's been going on here in New Hampshire on the cannabis front. We obviously, all of us on this show want to see advancements as far as more freedom in the realm of cannabis decriminalization or legalization or even just ending prohibition. For me, ending prohibition would be the best option, just completely getting rid of prohibition and just allowing people to grow and sell and use cannabis in whatever way the market decides and individuals decide.
And already we have some of our listeners who are mad at us because, well, you're leaving out ecstasy and
yes,
you're leaving out cocaine
too,
and your meth and all the other drugs.
I support all
you're
of
just,
that.
You're just focusing on marijuana, Ian, and you're totally giving up the ghost on
no,
all the other drugs.
That's not
that
true. I'm just somebody who works within the system. I'll go and I'll testify. And if somebody put forward a bill to end criminalization or end prohibition or legalize any of those drugs that you said, yeah, I would absolutely go in there and testify in favor of it. Sadly, we don't yet have a state representative who has had the political gumption, let's say, to put forward something that is as principled as what you're talking about. So maybe you, TJ, need to be running
for state coming
up. Once you decide to leave Illinois officially and, you know, change your residency to New Hampshire, you could then 2 years later run for a state representative seat.
Yes,
or maybe you could manage James's. James could run and you could manage his campaign.
I've thought about that, and of course
he could be your puppet in the state house.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out what big interest I want to be in the pocket of. I know that we're supposed to be in the pocket of the Koch brothers, so maybe I could hit the Koch brothers up
but that's
for
the
some
problem.
Sweet, sweet campaign money.
I don't know.
That we're not getting.
I mean,
right
maybe,
now.
Maybe you could. It doesn't hurt to ask, but here in New Hampshire, again, there's 400 state representatives, so there's not really that much of an interest in getting any of them in anyone's pocket. Although it wouldn't be hard because they only get paid $100 per year.
Right. I figure if you're going to be corrupt, there's no problem as long as you disclose your corruption. See, that's what the government, they're like, it's okay to accept donations as long as you disclose those donations in your thing. And so, judges do it all the time. They'll accept and say, I've disclosed all my conflicts of interest, mm-hmm, and therefore it's like, well, hey, why don't we do that? We need to say, like, oh, I am officially in the pocket of Big Coke. They
just put it out there.
Not cocaine, yeah, like in the Koch brothers type thing. They've given me $10,000, and
right,
I will totally do whatever they want. If they tell me I need to pass a bill, no matter what it is, I'm in their pocket. And as long as everybody knows that, then it's okay. I mean, why couldn't you have a system like that where all the politicians are open and honest about who they've been bribed by? Because right now it's, Senator Clinton was saying something along the lines of, oh, I've accepted X number of dollars from the teachers union, but that doesn't influence my decision in any way, shape, or form.
Bull hucky.
Yes, I know. When the teachers union come to me and say, we're going to have public charter schools and I want you to kill the bill, I say, I disagree with you. Even though you've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to my campaign, I'm impartial and I will let the bill have a fair hearing. Does anybody think that that's how the federal government actually works? Do you not think that by giving a $5,000 or $10,000 check that your politician isn't bought?
I would expect you'd have to buy a federal politician for more than $5,000, but
yeah,
I don't know.
$5,000 will get you a meeting, like a 1 or 2 hour meeting,
yeah, okay,
and a one like bill. And of course, real.
Now, how do you know that?
Planet Money actually did. What is the cost to bribe a politician? They actually
really.
Yeah. Well, it was like,
what is Planet Money? Is that a television show?
Planet Money is a podcast put out by NPR, and one of the things they did is, like, they'll have these little meet-and-greet fundraisers, like, for $500.
You get in, and
you
can shake
your hand.
You
come in, and you can shake hands. Well, it depends, like, on the level of donation. So, like, Roy Blunt was on the the House Ways and Means Committee, or the Senator Roy Blunt. He was from the House Ways and Means Committee, which is a very powerful chairmanship.
Yeah.
So they actually pass out these little like dinner invites. It'll say what committees they're on. So like if you're a Department of Transportation guy, you know what committee members you want to go to, and that's what you hire lobbyists for, is that they know what committee members you need to get in good with, and who plays poker with whom, and who's on whose yacht sailing team. And then you spread the money around. But for $5,000, you could eat shellfish with Senator Roy Blunt. And he was a very powerful senator. And, of course, the restaurateurs are like, sir, you can't record in here. You know, you can't. They were going around with their microphones, like, trying to get a quote. And everybody's like, no, we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to talk about the fact that we're giving $5,000 to the senator to have a one-hour sit-down with him to explain our position. And, of course, I think a lot of people in the beginning, they think they need to explain anything. All you really need to do to a senator is just say, here's $5,000. That's enough explanation for them.
Well, no, I mean, it sounds to me like you'd have to pay the $5,000 to get the sit-down, and then at the sit-down, you offer them more, right? So
right.
Then it's like, well, we need this done,
yes.
And here's what we can do for you or your next campaign.
Yeah, remember, each senator, it's about $1 million per elected year. So for federal office. So if you want to
get paid?
No, that's what it takes to raise and campaign.
Oh, okay.
So
in New Hampshire, it's like $500.
Yeah. If you want to be a federal senator, you're looking at $6 million every election every 6 years, and a House race is $2 million. Again, this is highly variable. Some are more expensive than others, in general, you're looking at $1 million per year. And so every representative, every senator, they need to raise about $3,000, $4,000 each and every day, including Sundays, including holidays, each and every day.
That's
of the year.
A lot of hustling.
Yeah.
$4,000 a day?
In fact, they actually have offices right across the street, because you're not allowed to use government phones to solicit money. So they actually have offices right across the street from the Senate building where they can go in on lunch break and call and start dialing people, dialing donors. Mm. And so the common misconception people have about how the bribery system works in Washington is that the lobbyists are the ones coming asking for favors. It's actually the other way around. The lobbyists who have the money, they're trying to duck the calls of the senators. The senators are the ones who are always calling saying, hey,
what can I do for you
money.
Now?
Yeah. And so senators, one of their jobs is to create fake amendments. They'll like, hey, let's put up a bill that needs to be defeated, and that will allow the NRA. So if I was a guy as a Democrat, I might put up a bill that says no gun magazines over 10 rounds. And I'm just doing that to help my Republican NRA buddy. Hey, I'll sponsor a bill.
Because then the NRA gets to raise a bunch of money. Like, oh, my God, members, you need to send us thousands of dollars. Yeah. This
Senator
terrible
Spy,
Democrat.
Yeah.
Is
Senator Spy, who's a Democrat, is trying to take away your gun rights.
Yeah.
And then another guy could put up a bill.
And that's how these organizations, these think tanks or these action groups in D.C. perpetuate themselves over decades. And, you know, what have all these liberty groups that take so much in donations actually done to advance freedom over the years? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Whereas in New Hampshire, where we're concentrating activists, we're actually having a tangible effect. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more.
Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Ian.
James.
And DJ the Spy.
And if you like the idea of getting people together who care about freedom to actually have an effect, which is what's happening here in New Hampshire, it's the reason why James and I are here in the studio here tonight, and tangentially the reason why you're here, TJ. You kind of came
well,
here
I mean,
James.
I always wanted to come make the jump for liberty, but of course it helps if you have some love interest to help push you along. Because if you just came up here, like, I can't tell my mom and dad, yeah, mom, I'm moving up here to become an activist. That just would not jive in their understanding of how the world works. Mm. But if I say to them, oh, I'm moving up there for a boy, then that they told mom understands that. Yeah, okay. Oh, moving for love, we understand. But moving for an idea of liberty, that's kind of weird. So if you're thinking about coming up here for liberty, you just might want to tell all your friends, yeah, I'm moving up there for a girl, or I'm moving up there for a guy, or I'm moving up there for a job. And that people get. But if you say, yeah, I'm moving to a state because I want to help promote the ideas of liberty, just trust me on this one, listeners. You will be looked at like you're from Mars,
well,
and you will be ostracized.
You don't have to tell anyone that you've signed the Shire Society Declaration. In fact, you can go to ShireSociety.com. It's a personal declaration of independence. I have signed it. James, have you signed the Shire Declaration?
I've signed it in my mind.
That's good enough. If you sign the Shire Society Declaration, you don't have to tell anybody. In fact, the Shire Society does not collect these. You can download the declaration from the site. You can print it out, put your signature on it, and you don't have to tell anybody. Or if you feel like signing publicly, you can sign by commenting on the website at ShireSociety.com. But it's basically a personal declaration of independence. The declaration doesn't say you'll move to New Hampshire, but a lot of the people who are signers of the Shire Society are already here or are planning on making a move. There's also, of course, the Free State Project, which is bringing thousands of liberty-minded, mostly liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire. So there's a lot of different movements and migrations of people who care about freedom coming here. So check it out at ShireSociety.com. We've been talking about the event that happened today. Pictures are uploading and I think might be close to being done. But I've got a bunch of these pictures that I took today because the FBI stole my video camera, so I took still photos today, quite a few of them, of this event, of the passing of this Unity torch. The torch is going to be going down the East Coast. There were a few dozen folks that came out today at around noon, which for a work day in New Hampshire at noon, I think a few dozen's actually a really good turnout. There was some music, some drums, and guitar being played, and, of course, plenty of cannabis smoking that went on.
A permit for the drums and the having the permit to have a public festival.
I certainly didn't get a permit, and I highly doubt the organizer of the event did. I don't know for a fact, but I highly doubt that he did.
I mean, that's just law anarchy and lawlessness run amok.
I know our friends
unauthorized performance in public without a permit.
Yeah, I know our friends from the Rebel Love Show, Rob and Ann, were involved in organizing this, so I highly doubt they would have asked any kind of permission to do this. And generally, I would recommend that people don't ask for permission. Now, obviously, your mileage may vary wherever you are, but it would seem to me that if you have a right to gather, as, you know, that pesky Constitution and the Bill of Rights does specify that you not only can't have your freedom of speech abridged, but you also have the right to peaceably assemble. Yeah. And it would seem to me that if you have the right to peaceably assemble, that specifically talks about public property. You don't have the right to peaceably assemble in the middle of the studio.
Well, you have
here.
The right to peaceably assemble in a free speech zone. So the government said there are these
well, that's
areas.
What they say, but I challenged a free speech zone at one point. There was an event where I think Joe Biden was coming to speak during Obama's second reelection campaign, and Biden was coming to the college here in Keene. I was there, and they did try to get me to go over to this declared zone, which they literally had taped off, and there were already a few sad-looking sign-holding protesters standing within it to make me go over there, and I told them that I wasn't interested in doing that. I continued doing what I was doing right there.
And they're like, why won't he obey us? Well, officer, because what you're doing is wrong.
It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's also wrong. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So, I think that if people do stand their ground, there is, to some extent, some success that can be had there. Obviously, if you stand your ground with more than one person, that helps even more.
See, that was James's problem. He told Trooper Gazer, officer, I respect your right to arrest me, but I'm going to stand here and videotape you, even though you've told me to go around the corner.
It ended up getting him arrested, but unfortunately, James was alone in that particular incident, and if he had some folks with him, it might have changed how it all played out.
Yeah, or if he would have been from CNN News, it certainly wouldn't have. It would have been a little different rather than just from the Liberty Radio Network.
It's true. Bigger the camera.
I don't know. In my experience, mainstream media, like, it's so rare for them to stand up. Like, if the police say move, CNN moves.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They don't stand there, and if anything, they, like, I was very disappointed, like, you're referring to this incident that happened here in Keene, like, the mainstream media showed up and, like,
they're across the street.
Yeah, like, they did go to the free speech zone and, like, they shot, like, 5 minutes of B-roll footage and then they left.
Right, they took off before the guy. Did they take off before he even killed himself?
Yes. So, like, I was, like, really disappointed in them. Like, they don't really care about getting the story. They just want to get the footage.
The B-roll footage.
And later on, we'll get the police statement of what happened, and that's our job.
That's a wrap. Yeah, submit the package, put it on the air.
So, like, to me, they're not real journalists. They're,
but they're, of course, you
basically,
know.
I
was immensely proud of James, who stood up bravely and said, well, officer, I think you're being unreasonable. You've asked me to move 3 times now, and I've complied, and now you're just asking me to move because you don't want to be filmed.
Yeah.
And James was absolutely correct. But at the same time, James didn't quite grasp that James didn't have a gun and powers of arrest. Trooper Gazer did. And so I think we've had...
Well, I think James fully grasped that, that he had
a
gun.
Well, it was a calculated decision. You know, I figured I might be arrested.
Yes, and I said, that's why, I mean...
You calculate that decision every time you say no to the police, or at least you should. You should be constantly recalculating, you know, how far am I willing to go with this?
Even if you, like, if you tell the police, like, no,
I don't consent to a search.
Yeah, exactly. You better be prepared to get arrested.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell them... Which you've also done that.
Yes. And I got arrested.
And you got arrested, yes. It happened to one of my friends, Colin at the Quill. He was at... in one of those U-Haul box trucks. And
now, where was this?
This was in Elko, Nevada.
Okay, because I was going to say, I've never heard of someone refusing a search and being arrested in New Hampshire.
Well,
I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I've just never actually heard of it.
No, usually what will happen is if you refuse a search, they'll be like, oh, well, we're going to detain you and get the drug dog out here. Well, first of all, that's illegal. They can't prolong
I've never heard
stuff.
Of that happening in New Hampshire either, just saying. I mean, that does happen in other places.
States.
But it's important to point out that New Hampshire's a little different. I don't know anyone personally who has been asked to search. Now, that's not to say that it doesn't happen to people who, like, let's say, don't know their rights. Like, if a cop pulls somebody over and they can smell that somebody's intimidated and they can smell they don't know their rights, they might ask that question.
As soon as they start
but everybody
saying,
well, I know has never had that question
yeah,
asked.
As soon as you start saying, well, you're, Officer Miranda doesn't attach until I'm in a custodial situation, they start to get this funny look on their face like, this one knows how the law talks.
Yeah.
They know the words. Something's wrong with them.
And you can assert your rights very quickly in a police encounter. So you can throw that card down onto the table relatively soon. So you get pulled over by a cop. You got your window cracked. That's sign number one for the cop that they're dealing with somebody who might know their rights.
I mean, like, it depends on, like, I still say, like, you need to be prepared to get arrested. Like, Pete Ayer in San Francisco, you know, he's recording the police, and they arrest him for jaywalking.
Yeah.
So it's like, how...
No, they arrested him for thinking about jaywalking.
He hadn't quite jaywalked yet.
They were said, you're standing on the wrong side of those... So in New York City, you had to cross on the right side of the crosswalk.
No, it's San Francisco.
Or San Francisco. You had to cross on the right side.
He hadn't even stepped out on the road.
And so he had his tape recorder going in his backpack. And so when they arrested him, you got to hear what the cops were saying out of earshot.
So funny.
And so they're going through and they're like,
and it's exactly what you would expect.
It's like, what the heck is all this crap? All this, oh my God, he's an anarchist.
Anarchist, yeah. And they were kind of profane, if I recall, as well.
It's fun. So I said, that's always fun to, like, turn on, like, a tape recorder.
And didn't they talk about setting him up
for
something?
Yes, they did. They're like, he's giving us a hard time, so we're going to lie, basically, is what they said.
Right. They got caught on recorded audio.
Yeah, saying that they're going to lie and make things up in their police report.
And so, you know, when we hear about this stuff, we're expected to believe that, oh, it's only a few bad apples. But what are the odds that the few bad apples would just so happen to be recorded? I think that there's a lot of bad apples.
Well, I know a police officer. I'll tell a story
about bad apples
or
good apples.
Like, just how common these kinds of things are.
All right, stand by. We'll do that here in moments. You can join us as well. Maybe you want to share your experience, your thoughts. Cannabis decriminalization passes the state house here in New Hampshire, heads on to the Senate yet again. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control.
With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've talked about the political corruption in Washington, D.C., and some of the corruption here in New Hampshire, where the Senate has refused to pass cannabis decriminalization, I think, 7 years in a row. That, according to a story that I was looking at earlier, I think by NPR, NHPR.
Well, as soon as we get some more money, we can go out and educate them for $5,000 or $10,000 apiece. You know, we can say, "Sir, I really want to explain to you why our side is right. Here's our money, our check," and that kind of will help convince you that we're right.
Last year, I believe the state house approved cannabis decriminalization by more than 80% in the vote that they took that was on the record. This year, they did it in a voice vote, which was overwhelming. And so year after year, the New Hampshire State House continues to pass these bills. And the Senate, for now 7 years in a row, apparently, according to actually unionleader.com, has killed the bill. Last year, the Senate gave it was a close vote. But one of the like tying votes, basically, or the tie-breaking votes against it, said that they would have voted for it had they known that, or had they known the governor wasn't going to, or rather, the governor was going to vote against it. So if the governor was not going to vote against it, meaning if the governor was going to vote for it, then they would have voted for it. Okay. But because they believed that the governor would vote against it, they refused to even put it in front of her to give it to the veto. It was really just a pathetic, weak, political, whiny excuse. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. If you want to learn more, I'll put up a link to some of the interesting goings-on here in New Hampshire over at freekeen.com a little bit later on here tonight. Let's go first to Robert in Tennessee. You're on with Ian James and TJ the Spy. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys, the volunteer state of Tennessee, we got kicked in the teeth with Liberty. There were two congressmen in our state who were concerned enough about this asset forfeiture. I call it theft. But this asset forfeiture that's going on, you guys are all over the country. They actually passed this stuff. It came in under RICO. One of you guys a lawyer?
Well, I can speak to the Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organization Act. So that was RICO, yes, I'm quite familiar with it.
You're not an attorney.
But I'm not an attorney, no.
You just like to read that stuff.
I just like to read the stuff that the attorneys read, so.
I see. Well, anyway, there were two congressmen that cared enough to wanted to shut down this asset forfeiture. And the law enforcement lobby came out and, of course, just overpowered them and killed the whole thing and never even got into a committee. But the law enforcement people were at least honest enough to admit that asset forfeiture is now important to them to help them fund themselves. So they're at least admitting that, you know, they have this incentive to go after people's property. And, guys, doesn't this violate the Constitution? I thought you were supposed to be found guilty before the government could steal your property.
Surprise!
Surprise, yeah.
Yeah, what's amazing...
people.
Yeah, it's really amazing, too, because it's incumbent upon you to prove, like, let's say you're caught with $5,000 of cash. You have to prove that it's not, used for criminal activity or the proceeds.
Which means you have to hire an attorney. Yeah. And
it's ridiculous.
Probably going to cost you more than $5,000.
I mean, and the thing is, so yes, the big difference, so with civil asset forfeiture, we've always had what's called criminal asset forfeiture. If you rob a bank and you're convicted in a criminal court of law, and you're sent to prison, you can't keep the money you stole from the bank, so the court would order a forfeiture of the criminal proceeds. Well, starting in the 80s with the drug war, the government, and under Reagan, they said, well, why don't we go after the money, the drug dealers' money? So what we're going to do is we're going to steal their yachts, or stealing's a strong word. We're going
confiscate.
To seize, civilly asset forfeiture seize, so... With the civil asset forfeiture, the property
itself. What it is,
itself,
it's stealing. Yeah, I mean,
well, it's legalized stealing. I mean, what is a search warrant but legalized stealing? I mean,
all
if I were to go into somebody's house with a gun and say, give me
it's
all
legalized
your
legalized break and entry
that's
as well.
Legal. And that's what arrest is a lawful kidnapping. When the government is allowed to kidnap you because they have a signed piece of paper from a judge that says, we may kidnap you, that's what it is.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that to the table. Go ahead about
it. So I was going to say, yes. I mean, it came in the mid-80s where we're instead of USA versus Ian Freeman, it's going to be USA versus $10,000 in the United States currency. And
it's
so,
ridiculous.
And so they don't have to prove...
USA versus a Ford F-1 or F-250 truck.
Yeah, truck. Or, USA...
Which is what happened in the
Thomas
case.
Stuff in the which is a local head shop here in town. I mean, the reason, by the way, so... Fat Stuff, if you haven't heard, they agreed to plead guilty to one misdemeanor count of introduction of a misbranded
drug. Can we talk about what happened, the update in that case with them leaving?
Yeah, I think so. I think like we can talk about them actually leaving. I mean, we all know the basic stuff, the stuff that's public record.
So Fat Stuff was raided. This is a local head shop here in Keene, as you mentioned. It was raided back in 2014, I think it was. They ended up 9 months later being charged with some nonsense.
Money laundering and not distributing drugs. They never violated the distributing drug laws. They actually were charged with distributing drug paraphernalia. So it's a slightly different law because what they sold a synthetic cannabinoid called Griffin or PB-22.
While it was legal.
While it was legal to sell it. And when the DEA tried to arrest them for that, they realized, oh, well, we scheduled it Schedule 1. In other words, we made it illegal by administrative order. But by the time we did that, Fat Stuff had stopped selling
on their own.
On their own accord. To comply with a Keene ordinance. And as a result, they never sold a controlled substance in violation of Title 21.
So they ended up, first of all, they had tens of thousands, if not $100,000 worth of inventory stolen by the DEA that they're never going to get back. Amazingly, they were able to keep their doors open after this. And they've sort of bounced back to some extent. They're still in business here 2 years later. They did take a plea deal recently. James blogged about that over at freekeene.com. So if you go there and you type in the search Fat Stuff, P-H-A-T space stuff, you can find that most recent blog post. But there was an update very recently in the case where they had taken a plea deal. Actually, Panos, the husband of the couple, had taken a plea deal. They dropped the charges against his wife. The plea deal was for a much lesser charge, only a
misdemeanor. With no jail time.
So. Right.
And
they would have to give up their inventory, give up their truck, give up their cash.
And $15,000 in cash, their truck, and their inventory, and agree to let them keep all that money.
The feds will keep all of that.
And then Panos would plead guilty to a misdemeanor introduction of a misbranded drug in interstate commerce. That was a misdemeanor charge. Both the felony money laundering and felony drug paraphernalia charge would be dropped.
Thank goodness. And can't blame him for taking that plea deal.
And Katie was very honest. She said, look, you know, we thought we would love to keep fighting, but
fought a long time.
We had already spent $20,000 on an attorney.
And only handle so much of
that. If we kept going, if we went to trial, that would be another $10,000-$20,000. We just didn't have any money left to continue fighting.
Who can blame them? I mean, why would you even bother at that point? I mean, really, a misdemeanor charge with no jail time, whatever. That's nothing. It's really it's a drop in the bucket. So was there any probation?
Yes. Panos, who is the owner of the shop, he's going to get 1 year of supervised probation.
It's not good, but it's not terrible either.
Yeah. But at least they're not going to lose their kids.
Right.
They're not going to.
Unless the probation officer comes over and then they have a beer in the fridge or whatever the rules are for federal probation. Like, if you have. There are cases where an individual who's on probation, if they're living with their parents, their dad or mama can't even have a beer in the fridge.
Yes.
So that would violate your probation if you were under these certain rules. So anyway, they're now moving their business. This is the updated news, the most latest news from Fat Stuff. And their case was closed, case is done, but now they have to leave their storefront in Keene, New Hampshire, and they're moving to Brattleboro, Vermont. Can we talk about the speculation as to why that is?
Well, we can always talk about the speculation. I mean, so if you guys want to talk about, like, why they're moving, I mean, that's up to you, of course. I mean,
Well, you're the one who provided this information, and I didn't ask you this before we went on the air, so obviously I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, I guess we can talk about, I mean, one of the speculations or the rumors was going around is that the building is owned by a certain senator
in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire. And, of course, anytime you own a commercial property, if you have a controversial lessee, you can get some pushback from the community. And one of the things, apparently, and this is not confirmed, but the DEA was threatening the senator, saying, your tenants are engaged in criminal activity. They're selling drug paraphernalia and property you own. We're notifying you if you don't kick them out.
Well, they've been convicted of some sort of drug charge, basically.
The introduction of a misbranded drug into interstate commerce. And
it's the lamest, weakest, sounding kind of charge.
If you sell, to give you an example, if you were to take an aspirin out of a bottle and just put an aspirin in a Ziploc baggie and sell it at your convenience store, that would be a violation of this law, because if you sell a drug like aspirin, it has to be labeled and it has to be
FDA regulated.
Yes, the FDA says you have to have, you can't even label it painkiller.
But the idea was they were going to come down on this senator
and say, yes, we're going to file civil asset forfeiture. If you don't kick Fat Stuff out of your property, we're going
to
civil asset forfeiture.
So insult to injury. I mean, these DEA guys, basically, they got their conviction. They got their $100,000 worth of inventory. They got a Ford F-250 truck or something. They got several thousand dollars in cash. But that wasn't enough. They had to go and lay pressure on the building owner
All kinds of people. So, I mean, if you're a hotel owner
that doesn't justify it.
That's how the government operates.
Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, It's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.